主日平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
感谢主，我们再有一次机会可以在主面前寻求思考。
Thanks the Lord to allow us to meditate before Him。
怎么样预备或者等候主的再来
？So that we can be prepared for His return。
我们先有点祷告。
And let's have more prayer。
天父，我们感谢赞美归给你。
Lord, we give thanks and praise to you。
你儿子的再来。成为你儿女生命中和生活中最重要的事。
Your son's return become the most important part of our life.
也是宇宙当中最重大的事情。
And become the most important thing in this universe.
我们承认这重大和测不透的事，我们很难明白。
We admit that we cannot understand this great thing.
我们需要你智慧和启示的灵。
We need your revelation and your wisdom.
不但叫我们能知道、能认识、能明白。
So that not only we can know, but we can understand.
我们也求你带我们进入一切的真理。
And please bring us into all your truth.
我们求你借着今天再一次等候在你面前的机会。
And please allow this time.
向我们的心说话。
That you can speak to our heart.
向说话的、向翻译的、向听话的。都说你要说的话。
Speak your word to the one who speak, translate and listen.
求你敞开天上的窗户。
Please open up the heavenly window.
倾倒我们一切的需要。
Pour down all what we need.
赐给我们能听的耳朵。
To give us all we can hear.
让我们不但听见外面的话，更听见圣灵向我们心所说的话。
Not only hear the outward words, but also hear the Holy Spirit's word.
愿你将你荣耀的心意刻在我们的心上。
May your glorious will be carved into our heart.
愿你圣灵在我们身上做工，把我们带到能够完成真理的一切的实际。
May Holy Spirit work in us so that we can brought into the truth.
纪念你所设立的教会。
And remember the church.
纪念我们若没有你的怜悯。
Remember us full of mercy from you.
不过是出于尘土，归于尘土。
But we are only out of dust and returning to dust.
愿你在创世以前所预定的旨意和福气。
May your predestined blessings before this creation.
能够丰丰富富的赐给你的儿女，赐给你的教会。
Can be abundantly give out to the church and your children.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们读几处的圣经。
And let's read a few scriptures.
启示录二十二章第七节。
Book of Revelation, chapter 22.
看哪，我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的，有福了。
Behold, I'm coming soon. Blessed is he who keeps the word of the prophecy in this book.
十二节
Verse 12.
看啊，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
Behold, I'm coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done.
十七节
Verse 17.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来。口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
The Spirit and the Bride says, Come, and let him who hears say, Come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of water of life.
二十节
Verse 20.
证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。阿门。
He who
主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
He who testifies to these things say, Yes, I'm coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
再请翻到马太福音第二十五章。
Book of Matthew, chapter 25.
我们从十三节读起。
Verse 13.
一直到三十节。
To 31.
所以你们要警醒，因为那日子、那时辰，你们不知道。
Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour.
因为天国又好比一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来， 把他的家业交给他们。
Again, it would be like a man going on a journey who called his servant and entrusted his property to them.
按着个人的才干给他们银子，一个给了五千，一个给了二千，一个给了一千，就往外国去了。
To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to their ability. Then he went on his journey.
那领五千的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了五千。
The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more.
那领二千的也照样另赚了二千。
So also the one with the 2 talents gained 2 more.
但那领一千的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。
But the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money.
过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。
After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them.
那领五千银子的又带着另外的五千来，说：“主啊，你交给我五千银子。”请看，我又赚了五千。
The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more.
主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His master replied, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.
那领二千的也来说，主啊，你交给我二千银子，请看，我又赚了二千。
The man with the 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more.
主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His master replied, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I'll put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.
那领一千的也来说，主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有善的地方要聚敛。
Then the man who had received the 1 talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed.
我就害怕去把你的一千银子埋藏在地里，请看，你的原银子在这里。
So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you.
主人回答说，你这又饿又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有善的地方要聚敛。
His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant! So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown, and gather where I have not scattered seed."
就当把我的银子放给兑换银钱的人，到我来的时候，可以连本带利收回。
Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned, I would have received it with interest.
夺过他这一千来，给那有一万的。
Take the talents from him and give it to the one who had the 10 talents.
因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。
For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him.
把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
马太二十五章这个比喻我们已经交通了几次。
Book of Matthew, this parable in chapter 25, we had fellowship on this a few times.
那这一次呢，我想跟大家把重点放在有几个字上面。
And this time I want to emphasize a few words.
第一个字是赚。
First is to earn.
我们来地上，我们很挺喜欢听到赚。
We like this word earn.
就是得着啊。
That is something to gain.
还有另外一个算账。
And the other word is account.
算账这是其实是两个字，一个是计算这一方面，另外一个是神的话，这个话。
And account has two aspects. One is to count, and the other one represents God's word.
然后呢，第二十七节说，就当把我的银子放给兑换银钱的人。
Verse 27 it says that you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers.
啊，放给兑换银钱的人。
To deposit with the bankers.
然后呢，二十七节最后说，可以连本带利收回。
So that I would have received it back with interest.
所以很明显是一个生意啊。
So this referred to a life.
啊，你没想到教会生活也有生意在里面。
If you think of the church life, it has is related to life.
但是呢，我们很不喜欢听到那个算账。
But we do not like to listen to account.
因为我们每次一听到算账呢，都往不好的方面去想。
Because we thought of something negative.
但是呢，你从主的话来看呢。不是这样的意思。
But if you look at the Lord's word, it doesn't mean so.
因为刚才启示录二十二章说，看了我必再来，然后呢，我要照所行的报应他。
Because according to the book of Revelation, chapter 22, it says, "Behold, I am going to return. I'm coming soon. And blessed is the one who keeps the word."
不过那个报应呢，是包括什么？给奖赏，也包括这个定罪刑罚，这是两面都有的。
His reward will be for both the reward and also the punishment.
我们需要知道神对很多事情是很客观的。
We understand that our Lord is being objective.
他有主观的权柄，但是他做很多事情他不乱做的。
He has the power to be subjective, but he doesn't do so.
所以呢，因为要明白这些呢，我需要跟大家提一节圣经。
And I want to mention a verse.
生命记。第三十二十九章二十九节
，Book of Deuteronomy，
这是神借着摩西来告诉这个以色列人的。
Chapter 29，
二十九章二十九节
，Verse 29，Chapter 29 Verse 29。
隐秘的事是属于耶和华我们神的，唯有明显的事是永远属于我们。和我们子孙的，好叫我们遵行这律法上的一切话。
The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the word of this law.
所以在神的儿女当中，或者基督徒当中
，So among the Christians，
所以有些事情从，就是说对我们来讲是隐秘的事。
Some things are secret to us.
隐秘是属于耶和华的。
Because with a secret, it belongs to the Jehovah.
那就不用操心了。
Then we should not be worried.
因为它不是属于我们的。
Because it doesn't belong to us.
但明显的是。
But the one that is revealed.
是属于我们和我们的儿女的。
Then it belongs to us and to our children forever.
所以我们就需要知道什么是明显的事。
So we should know what are these things revealed.
所以主若要跟他的儿女算账的话，不会算那个隐秘的事。
So if Lord is going to account with us, he would not account those secret things.
所以他只会算那个明显的那个部分。
He would only account for the revealed things.
凡是神的儿女必须要知道的，神都借着他的话能够放在圣经里面。
Everything that children of God need to know has been revealed in the Bible.
因为我们有一本公开的圣经。
Because we have this Bible written.
从神对我们来角度讲，这已经是公开的。
From God's eye, this is open to us.
所以呢，就变成明显的事。
So it becomes a clear revealed things.
我没有发现，那是我的问题。
If I do not see it, that's my problem.
神已经把话放在我的手上，放在我的心里。
God has put His word in my hand and into my heart.
我需要主帮助我把他明显的事启示给我。
I need the Lord to reveal what He had revealed.
所以，当我们听到这些的时候呢，我们不要觉得害怕，我们应该是对读圣经啊，明白主的心意，更有动力。
So do not think this is terrible, but having this as a motivation for you to understand the Bible even more.
而且读圣经是要小心啊，读清楚。
And be careful when you read.
如果不清楚呢，本来应该看懂的就看不懂了。
If you don't pay attention what you are supposed to understand and you turn out not understand.
不要像我以前犯一个错误。
And don't make the same mistake like me.
看一大段圣经呢，我只觉得有一件事情我愿意而已，有一件事情我注意到。
Read the whole big paragraph and you only see one point.
然后我就觉得这一大段圣经呢，只有一个意思。
And then I take the whole paragraph having only one meaning.
但是你仔细看，你有机会再仔细看到，你发现了我漏掉了很大部分，我只找到或者是我看到的是很小的那个部分。
But if you read it carefully, then you will see that a lot of things has, that I have not read carefully.
这是我犯过的错误。
This is the mistake I made.
我希望我们都从这个错误中能够出来。
And I hope we don't make the same mistake as I.
我蒙主的怜悯，能够现在比以前稍微脱离一点。
And with the Lord's mercy, I'm allowed not to make the same mistake.
但是我真的觉得圣经很宝贵。
And I see the Bible is very precious.
我几乎每一次自己读，或者每一次跟弟兄姊妹在一起读的时候，我经常发现新的东西。
Every time I read it alone or read it with brothers and sisters, I see new things.
我已经读圣经读很多年了。
I read Bibles for so many years.
我也花很多时间读圣经。
And I spend a lot of time reading.
但是我还是经常发现新的东西。
But I still see new things.
所以我建议弟兄姊妹。
So I suggest brothers and sisters.
你已经读五遍十遍了，你不要觉得你够了。
No matter you have read it 5 times or 10 times.
当然你读一遍两遍了，你不要觉得你懂了。
And of course, for those who only read it 1 time or 2 times, don't think you understand totally.
你读100遍也不嫌少。
And even if you read 100 times, it's not enough.
当然不会太多。
And it would not be too much.
尽量读。
Read it as much as possible.
希望你读到一个地步，你可以发现圣经里面的宝贵的重点。
So that you can see all the precious points in the Bible.
那你发现的就成为明显的东西了。
And once you find it, then those are the revealed things to you.
你就知道主在我们身上给我们有多大的救恩，要怎样领我们从得救一直进到国度，一直进到永世里面去。
Then you will see how Lord wants to save us and bring us into the glorious kingdom.
神要我们专心地跟随他，但不是要我们一无所知。
Lord wants us to fix our eyes to follow him, but not ignorantly.
隐秘的事属于耶和华。
The secret things belong to the Lord.
明显的事属于我们跟我们的儿女。
Things revealed belong to us and to our children.
很多人花了很多的时间去研究隐秘的事。
Many people spend much time to study the secret things.
又搞到自己也很混乱。
And to confuse themselves.
但是明显是还搞不清楚。
But they are still not clear about things revealed.
他甚至从来没有注意到。
Because they never pay attention.
非常可惜。
This is such a pity.
算账一定是算讲清楚的东西。
Account, when Lord account, he is going to account for the things revealed already.
神既然没有讲清楚。
If Lord did not say things clear,
你就不用担心他跟你怎么算了。
Then you should not be worried that he will account for you.
但是讲清楚的，那就很容易算了。
But if he already said it clear, then he's going to take account with you.
我以前是办案子的 ，auditing.
I used to be an auditor.
我最怕我做完了之后呢，人家跟我在吵架。
And what I'm afraid all the time is after I finish auditing, then people argue with me.
因为我做完了之后，我留了一个很大的破口。
Because after I finish, I found a big loophole.
他可以跟你吵来吵去吵去，说你这个不成立。
Then they want to argue with you to disregard what you have done.
那我就白搞了。
Then I have done things for vain.
但是呢，我做过那些就是什么，我让你100%确定的，你一点都没有反驳能力。
But I want to do things 100% so that you cannot dispute.
你放心好了，我们见主的时候，我可以说我不清楚，但是神说我很清楚。
Take heart, I can say that when I see, by the time I see Lord, I might not be clear about my account, but Lord is clear.
我们要彼此鼓励。
So we have to encourage each other.
一起发现。
And so that we can review together.
一起成长。
And to grow together.
一起进入主所要我们进入的。
And to enter into the truth as Lord will.
所以呢，我相信这一个马太福音哈，马太讲算账，这刚讲那个算账那个词呢，只出现在马太。而且出现两次。
And this account word only appear in the book of Matthew, and also twice.
那个赚呢？刚才那个地方出现很多次。
Earn this word happened in the Bible many times.
算账跟那个赚呢，同样出现在马太福音16-18章。
Account and earn happened in the book of Matthew from the chapter 16-18.
你不觉得这很稀奇
？Don't you feel that this is a miracle?
这是一个。 它伏笔在里面。
There is a hidden meaning here.
所以你要晓得怎么算账，或晓得怎么赚呢？十六到十八章可能是一个很重要的参考。
From chapter 16 to 18 should be very important to you if you want to know how to earn an account.
时间的缘故，我不可能把十六到十八章再详细大家跟来讲。
I would not be able to talk to you about in detail.
但是我想一些重点是可以给我们提醒的。
But a few important points should be reminding
us. 第一个，我们来看十六章的十六到十九节。
And let's look at chapter 16, verse 16 to 18.
我们看一下哈。十六章的十六到十九节
，verse 16 to 19。
西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。我要把天国的钥匙给你。”凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Verse 16. Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Wherever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven." And whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
上次我们提过这一段。
Last time we mentioned this paragraph too.
你认识耶稣是谁？
What do you know about Jesus?
主耶稣是问他门徒的话。
Jesus asked them this.
今天主也要问我们每一位信主的人。
And today Jesus will ask every one of us who believe.
你说我耶稣是谁？
Who do you think I am?
这个你就是我们每一个信主的人。
And this you refer to each one of us.
啊，终于有人回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
One of them answered, "You are Christ, the Son of Living God."
我想这个也许儿童班的小孩都会讲。
I think a lot of children in our Sunday school can answer the same thing.
每一个人都有百分之百对的答案。
Everyone has this 100% correct answer.
但可能没有百分之一的认识。
But maybe doesn't have that even 1% of the actual life.
我们要真的认识他是基督，是永生神的儿子。
If we truly want to have this knowledge in our life that he is the Son of Living God.
因为这个认识后面牵涉到你天赋。主耶稣的天父就成为你的天父了。
This knowledge is related to whether this heavenly father become your father.
不止如此，你不但是地位上是对了，天父可以向你启示他儿子是怎么样一回事。
The heavenly father can reveal to you who is his son.
基督徒对主耶稣对神的认识都从启示来的。
And Christians' knowledge to Christ and to heavenly father all come from revelation.
不是背书背来的。
And not from memorizing the Bible.
你可以读一千本属灵的书籍，但你可能还是不认识。
You can read 1,000 books related to the Bible, but you will not understand him.
因为它背后牵涉到一个跟天父的关系。
Because behind it, it has this relationship with the Heavenly Father.
它牵涉到说，你这个关系是只是一个地位上的关系，而没有实质上的关系呢？还是你真的是一个活的关系？
Is related to whether you are only taking a title or whether you are really having a living relationship.
不但你有天父，天父可以向你说话。
And not only you have a heavenly father, but this father actually speaks to you.
可以启示。
He will reveal to you.
所以主耶稣说，好，你终于说对答案了，所以我在启示你教会是怎么回事。
So Jesus replied that you really have this revelation, and so I'll reveal to you what church means.
所以你会发现。对于主耶稣没有正确的认识，你对教会也很难有正确的认识。
So if you don't understand Jesus correctly, then you cannot understand church correctly.
因为基督就是受膏者的意思。
Because Christ means the anointed one.
旧约什么人受膏者？
And who is the anointed one mentioned in the Old Testament?
祭司是受膏者。
The priests are the anointed one.
祭司在哪里服事呢？
Where does the priest serve.
祭司是把人带到神面前，在殿里服侍。
Priests bring people to the Lord, to God. when they are in temple.
所以这个服事是把人带到神面前，神带到人当中。
So this serving is to bring people to God.
神的家，神的殿成为一个实际的。
So this house of God and the temple become a real.
旧约的先知要受膏。
The prophets in the Old Testament need to be anointed.
所以先知要述说神永远的心意。
So the prophets can speak of God's will.
要把人带到永远的心意里面去。
To bring people to God's eternal will.
而且先知不但会是这样，而且先知常常神的能力彰显的管道。
Not only so, the prophet is the channel to reveal God's power.
所以你如果去读到像列王记、历代志，还有那些下面那些书哈，讲到先知的时候，中文没有这样翻译。常常你看原文就有那么，那个神的手，那个手在那里。
So if you are reading the Old Testament, the Book of Kings, the Book of Chronicles, then you will see that the prophet has this power from God.
他不但神话语出来的器皿，它也是神的手，是神的能力经过的一个管道。
They are not just the channel, the vessel to reveal God's power, but they are also the channel that God's power go through.
我们的主耶稣又是祭司，又是先知。
And now Jesus Christ is also the priest and the prophet.
旧约呢，君王要受膏。
Oh, in the Old Testament, the king also need to be anointed.
君王是把神的国度带进来。
The king is to bring the heavenly kingdom into the earth.
所以在旧约的每一个王结束的时候，神会给他个评价。
So at the end of each king rules, the Lord will give them a comment.
他如果没有把神的国度真正带进来，
if they did not bring in God's kingdom,
他如果没有让神的儿女、神的百姓能够照着神的心意来到神面前来侍奉神，
if they did not lead the people of Israelites to the Lord.
他没有把神的百姓该有的认识，神的心意里面最高的认识给神的百姓。
If the king did not lead the people to understand God's will,
他很可能最后一个评价是行耶和华所人眼中看为恶的事。
Then the last comment from the Jehovah will be, He is the king that Jehovah sees as evil.
不过主耶稣来也是君王。
So when Jesus came, He is a king.
所以主把神的国度带到地上来。
So our Lord Jesus brought in heavenly kingdom.
那主的教会就是建造在他是基督，他是永生神的儿子的一个基础上面。
And Lord's church was built upon him who is the son of God.
而且他说什么？阴间的门，阴间的权柄不能胜过。
And it also says that the gates of hate will not overcome it.
主耶稣虽然把神的家带到地上，把神的国度带到地上，把神的百姓带到神面前去。
Our Jesus bring in heavenly kingdom and also bring in people to God.
他没有用枪，没有用炮，没有用强迫的方法。
He did not force anybody. He did not use guns or any weapons.
他上了十字架，被钉在十字架上。
He went onto the cross to be nailed.
他说父啊，赦免他们。
And he said, Heavenly Father, please forgive them.
他们所做的他们不知道。
Because they did not know what they are doing.
最后说成了，我做成了。
And at the end, he said, finished.
然后他死而复活。
And then he resurrected from death.
他借着复活解释那个死了。
Through resurrection, he released death.
那教会是什么？
So what is church?
听见主的声音，信主的就出死入生。
The one that he hear Lord's voice will be resurrected with the Lord.
所以你要看教会要看什么？
So when you're looking at church, what are you seeing?
你看教会，你要看教会里面有没有复活在当中。
Then you have to see if there is resurrected people.
在这些信主人身上。有没有真正复活的生命、复活的能力从他身上彰显
？In these Christians among the church, is there resurrected life in them?
阴间的门不能胜过。
Gates of hate will not overcome it.
因为他已经胜过了死亡。
Because they have overcome death.
我不要大家举手。
I don't need you to raise your hand.
你心里向主举手。
But your heart should raise up.
复活在你身上吗？
Is resurrection power in you?
复活在你身上是实际吗？
Is this resurrected life real?
你知道。
You know.
主知道。
And the Lord know.
你不用跟我举手。
You don't need to tell me.
你跟主问问看。
But you should be asking the Lord.
复活在你身上。
Is this revived life in you?
是个真实的能力吗？
Is it real?
是个真实的生命吗？
Is it a real life?
你自己跟主办教室。
You should be talking to the Lord.
但是另外怎么样说？他说凡地上所捆绑的，天上也捆绑。
And on the other hand, it says that whatever bound on the earth will be bound in heaven.
地上所释放的，天上也释放。
Whatever released on the earth will be loose on the heaven.
这好像是地上指挥天上。
So it almost like the earth overcome the heaven.
这段话我很久不能完全明白。
I could not understand this for a while.
但是我从圣经其他方面呢，慢慢我可以明白到一个程度。
But after reading more of the Bible, I understand to a point.
神创造的心意是什么？
What is the will of God in this creation?
你如果看这个创世纪第一章，你就会看到那样的内容。
If you look at the book of Genesis, chapter 1, you will see.
神造两个光，大的管昼，小的管夜。
God made two lights, one governed the day and one governed the night.
所以在那一天呢，神不但是创造的天上的光来管理地上。
So God has created the heavenly light to govern the earth.
神向我们宣告一件事情，自然界的原则是天管地。
And God had proclaimed this nature to us that earth is governed by heaven.
我们从小生活的环境所受的教育是人定胜天。
And in our human education, we always say that our human power can govern the nature.
但神借着圣经告诉我们，神创造的主是天管地。
But God told us clearly that earth is governed by the heaven.
所以你如果从事农业的话，你想没有太阳，当然你用人造光不算哈，那个没有太阳，你怎么办
？So if you are a farmer and there is no sunlight, what will happen to your growth?
阳光、空气和水都是神弄的。
Sun, light, and air are made by God.
你说我们可以制造灌溉渠道。
You think we can make irrigation channels?
神把你那个源头都没有水，你看你怎么渠道
？If God stopped the origin and there is no water source, how is your irrigation work?
所以农夫很值得尊重，但事实上。农夫好像是经历神的好处，神的恩典在他身上。
We should respect farmers, but farmers are taking the nature advantage from God.
神不从有水的地方把水拉到空中，搬到那要去的地方，都没水。
And human can lead the water source to where there is no water.
天管地在创造的原则。
The heaven govern the earth.
然后呢？在历史里面有一段历史呢，特别的让我震撼。
Through the history, there is something amazing to me.
就是但以理书。
And that is the book of Daniel.
这是全世界最大的王。
He is the biggest king.
然后呢
？In the history.
这个但以理呢，就在写那的时候呢，就说：“我告诉你，要让你知道，是至高者在人的国中掌权。”
But Daniel is there to tell this king that the heavenly God is the one ruling the human.
你是众王之王。
You are the king of kings.
但你必须要明白一件事情，至高者在人的国中掌权。
But you have to understand one thing, that the highest king is governing among human kings.
所以你什么时候一骄傲呢？你就什么？发疯了，就完全失去了这个你的这个天然能力。
So whenever you become pride, you are going to lose your mind.
所以尼布甲尼撒王有七年的时间，整个人是乱七八糟的。
So for 7 years, Nebuchadnezzar king was in the crazy stage.
等他恢复的时候，他说：“啊，我真的同意，是至高者在人的国中掌权。”
After he recovered.He realized that there is this highest king among the human kings.
这个不是只要给他认识。
This is not to just let him know.
这是我们每一个人都应该认识。
But this is something for every one of us to know.
不管是地上的实质上的权柄也好，或者是这个历史的走向也好，其实是至高者在人的国中掌权。
No matter the history or our daily life, you should know about this highest king in ruling.
然后呢，在以弗所书第一章第十节说，到的时候，天上地上一切所有的，都要在基督里面同归于一。
And it also mentioned in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 10, everything to be put in effect when the time will have reached their fulfillment to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ.
然后说，我们也在他里面得了基业。
And it also mentioned that we receive inheritance in him.
你发现怎么样？都是宝座在掌权柄的。
And this is all ruled by the throne.
如果你要去看这个圣经，很多这一类的圣经。
There are many scriptures regarding this.
但是人不是一下子就懂的。
But we might not understand it completely when.
所以回到这个马太福音十六章这里。
So when we return to this book of Matthew, chapter 16.
地上所捆绑的，天上也捆绑；地上所释放的，天上也释放。
What is bounded on earth will be bounded in heaven, and what is loose on earth will be loose in heaven.
也就是认识神的人，他要知道什么是神所不要的，神所捆绑的。
So this is to tell us that our Christians should know what is something denied by the Lord and what is something that wanted by the Lord.
认识神的人。
The one who knows the Lord
需要知道什么是神要释放的，神要拯救的。
Need to know what is God want to lose and what is God want to save.
神大可以不要人自己做，神他可以不需要人，但他自己完成这件事情。
Lord can do everything without our help.
但是呢，人的受造，人被创造的时候，就是神用来一个器皿。是把天管地的实际彰显的器皿。
But when man is being created by God, this is the channel vessel to be used by God to reveal His authority on earth.
但人不是一下子明白的。
However, man doesn't understand totally.
但等到真正明白的时候，人就会做这样的工作。
If man understand totally, they will do this.
他要捆绑神所要捆绑的。
They will bound what God wants to bound.
他要释放。神所要释放。
And they will lose what God want to lose.
所以就是神在地上找到了器皿，能够呼应他的旨意。
And that is what God wants to find on earth who can, according to his will.
其实神的心意老早在那里。
And God's will is always there, has been there.
他等我们明白。
He is waiting for us to understand.
等我们回应。
Understand, for us to echo.
然后我们就说。主啊，你要捆绑的，这正是我们也一样捆绑。我们要捆绑，求你所要捆绑的。
So that one day we will say, Lord, I understand what you want to bound, and I'm going to bound it.
求你释放那些需要被释放的。
And we know what you want to lose, and so we'll lose it.
这你知道天上有多喜乐。
And you will see how happy in the heaven.
现在，神找到了那个器皿，能够把地上做洁净的工作。
Lord can find the vessel on the earth to cleanse.
能够神找到的器皿，能够在地上能够建造神所要建造的。
The vessel that Lord found can build what He wants to build.
所以到时候神会跟我们算。
So at that time, Lord will account with us.
神要捆绑的，你要不要捆绑
？Have you bound what God wants to bound?
神要释放的，你回应他，你要释放吗
？Have you lose what God wants to lose?
这特别是关于教会。
And this refers especially to church.
团体来到主面前。
As a collective.
好，我们再看马太福音十六章二十四到二十六节。
Book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse
24. 于是耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。”人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it. What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world, let forfeit his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul?
中文的翻译哈，那个生命其实就是魂呢、啊。
In the English, in the Chinese translation, it mentioned about life, and it actually referred to soul.
所以这段话呢，有一个很特殊的重点，就是神主耶稣的拯救，要这个被拯救的人呢，得到魂的救恩。
So actually, this phrase referred to the salvation of the soul.
也就是我们的魂要更新。
That our soul need to be renewed.
但是这个魂要更新，怎么更新法呢
？But how is the soul to be renewed?
背起自己的十字架。
To take up your own cross.
否定自己。
To deny yourself.
跟随主。
To follow Lord.
所以我们。这不是我们原来的自己。
This is not our original self.
我们原来都是说，我要，我的看法是这样，你不可以否定我的看法。
Our human nature is I want this, and I have this opinion that you cannot reject.
但是我们是不是能够被主带领到一个地步，说，主你要，我就跟你要，我不要我要，我你要，我要你要的。
So are we able to be brought to a point that we will say, Lord, this is what you want, so this is what I want?
你如果里面没有变化哈，
if there is no change,
你做不来的。
If there is no change inside you, you would not do so.
有的人哈，这个所谓顺服主，顺服到精神衰弱。
Some people obey the Lord to a point that they have depression.
因为他是用自己的力量来做这件事。
Because they are depending on their human nature to do so.
但信心的果效是魂的救恩。
But the result of a faith is the salvation of soul.
所以你若是真的活在信心里面，你就真正会进到灵里面去。
So if you truly live in faith, you will enter into the spirit.
你进到灵里面去，你就会知道圣灵在你的灵里面，把神的意思告诉你。
In spirit, you will see that Holy Spirit will reveal God's will to you.
你知道圣灵把意思告诉你的时候，跟你的意思刚好相反。你说 OK， 好，我愿意放下自己，接受圣灵。
If the will revealed by the Holy Spirit has the opposite opinion as yours, are you willing to put down yours?
然后圣灵就会一直做，一直做，一直做。
Then the Holy Spirit can continue to work on you.
然后我们的心意更新就变化。
So then we are renewed in us.
所以一面讲是十字架的经历。
So at one point is talking about the experience of cross.
另外一面讲呢，是我们这个人需要奉献。
And on the other side, it mentioned about us having to give.
奉献的意思就是我愿意把自己交给主，主你可以带领我。
To give is to sacrifice ourselves to allow Lord to guide us.
你不但可以带领我外面的行动，可以改变我里面的这些心思、情感、意志。
Not only to guide my daily deed, but also change my mind and soul and my thought.
所以有一句话说，你们当以耶稣基督的心为心。
And therefore there is a verse that mentioned that we have to take our Lord's heart as our heart.
那就是主耶稣要我们有耶稣基督的心思成为我们的心思。
So that the Lord will become our will.
这个不是你背几句圣经就说我有耶稣基督的心思。
That is not from your memorizing a few verses.
这是你要有这个生命在你里面一直做到一个地步，那个心思是很自然的，因为是生命在后头。
But you need to have this renewed soul to continue to work in you so that this come out automatically.
所以见主面的时候，主说某某某，你的心思是耶稣基督的心思，还是这个世界的心思？
So by the time we meet the Lord can say, you, have you have the heart of the Lord or the heart of the earth?
可能我们都觉得说，哎呀，那些人怎么一天到晚想耶稣，一天到晚想耶稣，一天到晚讲耶稣，觉得太无聊。
Sometimes we feel that people are crazy, that all day long they are talking about Jesus and thinking about Jesus.
但是呢，等到重要关头的时候，你发现，哎，为什么他说的就实现呢？
But at the key change point, then you realize that, hey, how come what he said happened?
为什么神的能力就在他说当中就出来了呢？
How come God's power revealed through him?
耶稣基督的心思。
This is the heart of Jesus.
魂的救恩。
The salvation of soul.
我相信神会跟我算。
And I believe this is going to be accounted by the Lord.
如果你觉得这是可以逃的，你就逃。
If you feel you can evade from it, you will.
第三个。
And the third point.
十七章，马太福音十七章。
Book of Matthew, chapter 17.
我们看第五节。
Verse 5.
说话之间忽然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们，且有声音从云彩里出来说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
While he was still speaking, a bright cloud enveloped them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my son whom I love, with him I am well pleased, listen to him.
这里是特别一个注意重点，听他。
And here is something I want to point out to
要听谁呢?
To hear his voice.
因为在这里出现了几个人物。
And here are a few people happened in this passage.
当然主耶稣在变化山上。
So our Lord is in the Mount of Transfiguration.
然后摩西、以利亚出现。
Moses and Elijah appeared.
所以呢，那个彼得，哇，好高兴啊，哇。
So Peter was excited.
旧约三大头。
And the three most important persons from the book of from the Old Testament.
摩西、以利亚、主耶稣在这里。
Moses, Elijah, and Jesus are all here.
所以他说，我为你搭三座棚。
So he said, I'll put up three shelters for you.
我们就不要下山了。
So that we will stay on this mountain.
但是神不是这样。
But the Lord denied it.
当这个彼得一这样讲的时候
，Once Peter said that,
神马上就派一个云过来。
And the Lord sent a cloud.
然后摩西、以利亚就不见了。
And Moses and Elijah disappeared.
然后神就说话。
And God speak.
这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved son.
我所喜悦的。
The one who I love, I was well pleased.
你们要听他。
You have to listen to him.
也就是说，你们曾经受过摩西的帮助。
And this is to say that you have been helped by Moses.
你们现在，你们曾经受过以利亚的帮助。
You have been helped by Elijah.
但现在呢，耶稣已经出现了。
But now Jesus is here.
你该听谁的呢？
Who should you listen to?
你该听耶稣的。
You have to listen to Jesus.
当主耶稣出现的时候，摩西、以利亚就消失了。
When Jesus appeared, Moses and Elijah disappeared.
在我们信主的过程中，
In our believing path,
也许主派了一些弟兄姊妹，像摩西、像以利亚一样。
The Lord might send other brothers and sisters who act like Moses and Elijah.
但是我们不能只有跟摩西、以利亚有关系。
But we cannot just have relationship with Moses and Elijah.
我们要因为他的缘故，能够来到主耶稣面前。
For the benefit, for the reason of Moses and Elijah, we should be able to come before Lord Jesus.
为什么就听主耶稣的呢？
Why we have to only listen to Jesus?
只有他是从天降下仍旧在天的那一位。
Because he is the only one who descends from the heaven and now stay in the heaven.
所以当我们真的是活在复活的那一边，
So if we live in this resurrected life,
我们能听得懂从天上下来的声音。
We can understand the voice from the heaven.
因为天对我们不再是关闭的。
Because heaven is not close to us anymore.
所以主要我们能够听主耶稣的。现在他在宝座。
And Lord Jesus is in the throne.
但是他却是借着圣灵把宝座的心意告诉我们。
But through Holy Spirit, he tells us his will from the throne.
所以对于我们来讲，这个功课是现在要学习的。
So to us, this lesson has to be learned now.
当你有很多的声音在那里说的时候，
when you have a lot of things around you,
你会发现，如果我们发生有一个重，有一件重要的事情发生，
if you see some important thing happen to you,
我们周围会有很多人出声音，
and you will hear a lot of voices around you.
有的声音是要往这边走，有的声音叫往那边走。
Some voice take you to this side, and some voice take you to the other side.
那你发现呢？你刚好这两个方向有冲突。
And you see the conflicts between voices.
你怎么办呢？
What should you do?
你需要真正来到主面前。
You have to come before the Lord.
让主把所有的声音沉淀下来。
So that Lord can quiet down all the other voices.
你只听见主的声音。
That you can only hear the Lord's voice.
不是说别人的声音不，我们就是刻意不理他。
You did not purposely ignore the other voices.
当我们真正来到主面前，
When you come to the Lord,
听见主的声音的时候，
Seriously listening to him,
你就会发现这么多的声音里面有一部分的声音是主给他的声音。
Then you will see that all of these voices, some voices are from the Lord.
有一部分的声音其实不是出于主的。
And some of the voices are not out of the Lord.
你怎么能分辨呢？
So how can you discern?
你除非主再向你说一次。
Unless Lord repeat the voice to you again.
所以这是一个不好学的功课。
So it's not an easy lesson.
但是是一个必须的。
But it's a must.
不然我们很有可能发生一个情况。
Otherwise, something will happen like this.
主已经站在门口了。
Lord already stands at the door.
主告诉我说，你今天衣服准备好，要走了。
And the Lord told us, prepare your linens, and we have to leave.
我讲的是被提啊。
And I'm talking about the rapture.
但是呢，我对主的声音太陌生了。
But I am so strange to God's voice.
主已经点名了，你赶快准备好，今天要走。
Lord already mentioned my name and tell me to be prepared.
结果还有很多的声音，哎呀，你这里很忙啊，那里很需要啊。
But there are so many other voices around you, keeping you busy.
那我就不准备了。
And then I did not prepare.
结果呢，本来我可以走的。
So what's the end? I was ready to go.
我就不能走了。
But then I could not.
重大的损失。
This is a big loss to you.
听他。
Listen to him.
啊，很宝贵的事情。
It's precious.
你会发现。每一次主一说话的时候，一定在你身上产生你一生当中重大的那些影响。
You will see that when Lord speaks to you and you can hear, this will be a big impact on you.
有时候看起来只是一些小事情的顺服。
Sometimes we only see it as a trivial things, obedience.
但是你没有想到，因为这样小事情的一顺服呢，它影响几十年。
But because of your obedience on small matters, it affected you for more than 10 years.
我真的亲身这样经历。
I had this personal experience.
我刚刚信主的时候。
When I first believed.
我真的觉得我一无所知。
I feel that I am so ignorant.
我觉得我很害怕。
I was afraid.
所以呢，我就主也告诉说你要去聚会。
And Lord told me to go to gatherings.
那，所以我就把聚会呢。当做一件重要的事情。
And so I take gatherings as an important task.
就因为我把这个这样当做重要的事情，所以我其他损失了很多东西。
And because of this, I lost many other events.
我不只损失了很多东西。
Not only lost them.
我还被我的家人看成疯子。
And my family members think I'm crazy.
这个人读到这种学位，怎么还会这种想法、这种做法呢？
And they will see me strange that how can this educated person think like this?
不是一天两天，
not just one or two days，
是很多很多年，
but many many years。
但是呢，神就借着他继续的带领呢，让他们看见我不但不是疯子。
But Lord continuously to guide us and my family so that they realize I'm not crazy。
他们一个一个信耶稣。
And one by one they believe in the Lord。
一个一个经历主奇妙的带领。
And one by one led miraculously by the Lord。
我提醒弟兄姊妹，
and I want to remind brothers and sisters,
千万不要忽略主对你说一些最微小的声音。
Do not ignore the smallest voice from the Lord.
你如果愿意听他，
if you are willing to listen to him,
你会真的从心里发出赞美，我们的主真是奇妙、测试、全能的君。
You will have this praise from the bottom of your heart that our Lord is truly miracle and the greatest.
什么是奇妙？
What is miracle?
你想不出他的方法。
Something that you would never imagine.
不在你的想象中的。
Out of your imagination.
他是测试。
He is the
counselor.
He is the counselor.
你再好的计划，不如他替你。
The best plan that you have would not be better than his.
他是全能的主。
He is the authority.
你真的认为他是全能的主吗？你不用向我举手。
Do you see him as the omnipotent Lord?
我刚刚讲的是我经历的。
What I just said is what I experienced.
他是奇妙的。
He is miracle.
他是测试。
He is the counselor.
他是全能的君。
And he is the omnipotent God.
这真的，你会听他，你就会发现。
If you listen to him, then you will see.
你不会听他呢，这些话都是哦，是这样子啊。
If you don't listen to him, then these are just descriptions.
你觉得这些话对你很遥远。
Then you will see that these words are so far away from you.
好，也许我再讲一个点。
And let me point out another.
十七章的十九到二十一节。
Chapter 17, verse 19。
门徒暗暗地到耶稣跟前说：“我们为什么不能赶出那鬼呢？”耶稣说：“是因你们的信心小。我实在告诉你们，你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种，就是对这座山说：‘你从这边挪到那边，它也必挪去。’并且你们没有一件不能做的事了。至于这一类的鬼，若不禁止祷告，它就不出来。”
Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" He replied.Because you have so little faith. I tell you the truth, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. When they came together,
我问弟兄姊妹一个问题。
And let me ask you a question.
你真的信主了？
Do you truly believe?
是你怕鬼，还是鬼怕你？
Are you afraid of ghosts, or the ghosts should be afraid of you?
你自己诚实的 去面对这个问题。
You have to be honestly facing this question.
是你怕鬼，还是鬼怕你？
Are you afraid of ghosts or ghosts afraid of you?
想想看。
Think about this.
但是主这里告诉我们。
But the Lord told us here.
所有的鬼看到主都必须跑。
All the ghosts seeing Jesus will escape.
如果鬼怕主耶稣。
If the ghost is afraid of Jesus Christ,
只要主耶稣站在那里，所有的鬼通通站不住。
Once Jesus Christ is standing there, all the ghosts cannot stand anymore.
也就是主耶稣在哪里，那个地方就洁净了。
And that also means that wherever Jesus is, that place is cleansed.
本来这个是撒旦在那里盘踞。
The Satan, it could be a Satan base over there.
然后又控制了一些人。
And get controlled of some people.
但是呢，主耶稣一到呢
，But once Jesus is there,
这鬼就出去了。
The demon escape.
这个被控制的人呢，好了。
And the one who get demon possessed are healed.
是你怕鬼，还是鬼怕你
？So are you afraid of the demon, or the demon should be afraid of you?
当然，主完成这件事情都是借着十字架的劲，那个事实。
So the Lord accomplished all these through the cross.
所以对他在十字架上把这个王世界的王赶出去了。
So the Lord through the cross has cast out this earth king.
所以十字架的意义是非常丰富的。
So the meaning of the cross is abundant.
世人把主耶稣钉在十字架上。
Man nailed Jesus Christ on the cross.
主耶稣把世界和世界的王钉在十字架上。
But Jesus nailed the king on the earth on the cross.
然后把他赶出去。
And cast them out.
这样的主耶稣在你里面。
So this type of Jesus in you.
是你怕鬼还是鬼怕你
？Should you be afraid of demon or the demon afraid of you？
当然，我们的信心都，
and
我们都有问题。
And of course, our faith could be too little.
所以他这里主说：“你们为什么这些门徒不能把鬼赶出去？”
So the disciples couldn't cast out the demon.
这信心有问题。
And because their faith is in question.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们需要很诚实。
We have to be honest.
我们的信心如果不够。
If our faith is not enough.
如果我们的信心真的有问题。
If our faith is in question.
我们不要去批评那些信心刚强的人。
Do not question, do not criticize those who have strong faith.
我们反而需要到主面前谦卑下来。
We should be humble in front of the Lord.
主耶稣，你使我这个没有信心的人变成有信心。
Lord Jesus, help me, the one with little faith, to have strong faith.
使我这个信心不刚强的人能够变成刚强。
So that my faith is shaken can be assured.
主说你不，我不要求很大的信心了。
And Lord says, if you do not require a big faith,
你的信心只要像芥菜种这么小就可以。
Your faith just need to be as small as a mustard seed.
芥菜种大概在我们手一吹就没有了。
The mustard seed could be blown by a breath.
所以很小很小的。
So small.
但它是活的。
But it's alive.
主要我们有那个有生命的信心。
Lord wants us to have this faith in life.
所以我们需要主帮助我们。
So we need Lord help.
进到复活的时机
，to enter into the truth of resurrection，
进到有芥菜种那一般的信心的时机
，to enter into the faith like a mustard seed，
而且不但是如此
，not only so，
他说还要祷告。
And it also says that we have to pray.
我必须跟弟兄姊妹讲。
I have to tell brothers and sisters.
我们现在的祷告，团体的祷告，是在我们这十几年里面最低的。
Our collective praying in our church is at the lowest point out of these 10 years.
不过我讲的是人数。
But I'm talking not only the number of people.
但是祷告的质量不是最低的。
But the quality is not so.
因为主仍然继续在成就事情。
Because Lord continued to accomplish task.
不过很可惜，怎么样说？很多弟兄姊妹，你失去了经历的机会。
However, a lot of brothers and sisters lost this chance to experience it.
因为当主正在那里做工，弟兄姊妹在那里为着需要祷告的认真祷告的时候
，Because a lot of brothers and sisters are sincerely praying.
你不在场
，And you are not there.
你不在场，你说你的信心要被建立起来。
You are not there, and you said you want to build up your faith.
我问弟兄姊妹一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
你除了好好来祷告之外，你还有什么更好的管道
？Besides praying, is there any other better channel?
你都不需要跟主祷告说，主啊，我信心是大的。
And if you don't need to pray, but you tell the Lord, I have this big faith.
不要麻痹自己。
Do not cheat yourself.
基督徒都是很应该是什么？是越来越不但是诚实，而且是什么？是越精明的。
And Christians should always become more and more honest and wise.
没有信心的人是做没有信心的事情。
The one who has no faith will do things that are not faithful.
有信心的人是做有信心的方式。
The one who has faith will do things faithfully.
主在这里寻找有芥菜种那样信心的人。
Lord is seeking the people who have this faith as small as mustard seed.
在希伯来书十一章里面，许多信心经历的那些见证在那里。
And in the book of Hebrew, in the chapter 11, it mentioned a lot of experience.
他们都是用一生的时间。
They use their whole life.
弟兄姊妹，你想一想。
And think about this.
你难道有这样的想法说，等到我要离开这个世界的时候，我在最后一天我再来参加就好了。
Do you think that, oh, I can be joining this prayer meeting the last day before I go to heaven?
我只要搭个便车就可以了。
And I can just take an easy route.
想想看。
Think about this.
信心的经历只是一个时间点的经历，还是一个生命的经历？
The experience of faith is it limited by time or a lifetime experience?
信心从很小到主所说的芥菜种那样的实际，是不知不觉跑出来的。
The growth of this faith from nothing to as small as a mustard seed does it come out from nowhere?
是不需要经过时间考验的，不需要经过事情的考验的吗？
Doesn't it require any experience or testing?
你要拿一个 license.
If you need a driver license.
不是 driver license, driver license 也可以。
Okay, any license.
你要考试啊。
You need to take the test.
最简单还要对一个最简单的考试。
And the most basic thing is to take a test.
但是我们常常说，我不要考试，但我要 license.
And all the time, a lot of time we say, I don't want to take the test, but I just need the license.
我请你去跟主耶稣争论吧。
So you can argue with Lord Jesus.
他说怎么样说，要祷告，还要禁食。
It says here that not only pray, but also fast.
我们连祷告都不祷告了，禁食对我们来讲恐怕太遥远的事情。
If we don't even pray, don't talk about fast.
啊，我不是讲宗教的禁食。
I'm not talking about the religious fasting.
不是一个禁食的仪文。
It's not just a religious act.
也不是禁食完之后，我告诉你，我刚刚禁食了七天。
And it's not after my fasting that I tell people around that, oh, I just fast for 7 days.
那不是神要的。
That's not what God want.
是你禁食的结果，让神能够显明他的大能。
Is the result of your fasting can reveal God's power.
因为神要在这地上做洁净的工作。
Because Lord want to cleanse.
所以你今天主把你安排在这里聚会。
So Lord put you in this gathering here.
主的心意就是要让借着你和你的信心能将这块地能够收回到神的面前。
Lord want to through you and your faith to collect this, to reclaim this land.
我们说我们不会 我们不会赶鬼，我们也不会做这些事。
We don't know how to cast out demons.
我最后讲一个经历给大家参考。
But I want to share with you.
我刚刚信主不久。
Not long after I become Christian.
然后呢，我来了一群对着主很有心的弟兄姊妹。
I came among the brothers and sisters who are very faithful.
我们常常在一起祷告，在一起读经。
We pray a lot and study Bible all together.
然后呢，他有一天就把他的子女带来。
And one time, one of the brother brought in a niece.
然后他带来又带来，他没跟我们讲太多。
He didn't tell me much.
过一阵才跟我们讲说。
And after a while,
他身上有邪灵。
He said, she is demon possessed.
我们没有一个人会赶鬼。
None of us know how to cast out demons.
他说，我这个子女哈，来聚会就很好。
He said, when I brought in my niece to the gathering, she is in good shape.
然后回到家呢，一段时间之后就开始乱了。
But once she got home, she became crazy again.
所以呢，他就尽可能把她带来聚会。
So he tried his best to bring her all the time.
他不讲，我们一点都看不出来。
If he did not tell us, we do not know.
但是呢，他说，他就带来聚会。
He brought her again and again.
而且这个女孩呢，她已经到了要升大学的阶段。
And this girl is about to go to college.
因为有邪灵的问题，让她连读书都没办法读。
Because of the demon-possessed problem, she cannot study.
非常的严重。
Very serious.
但是她的阿姨告诉我们。
And this was told to us by her aunt.
我们没有一个人有这样的一个恩赐。
None of us has this gift.
所以她也知道我们不能勉强。
So he know that we cannot be forced.
所以就带来再聚会，再聚会。
So the only thing he can do is to bring her again and again.
所以持续的参加聚会。
Repeatedly joining our gathering.
然后主就感动他。
And the Lord touched him.
他回家每次回家都乱，那怎么办呢
？So once he got home, what to do
with this? 回家叫他读圣经。
Tell her to read Bible.
陪他读，叫他读。
Read with her and ask her to read.
大概。不到一年时间
，about less than a year，
这个阿姨就说，我子女完全好了。
And the aunt told us that she is totally recovered.
她说现在完全正常了。
She is totally normal now.
不管是读书什么东西都开始正常了。
No matter her study or her lifestyle is normal.
没有人做赶鬼的动作。
None of us do any cast out demon act.
但是呢，我们都相信主。
But we all believe in the Lord.
你若愿意，这也可能发生在我们当中。
If you are willing, something like this might happen to you.
我们不用故意去找。
We do not need to seek it.
但是神会做事。
But Lord will work.
这是神的权柄。
And this is Lord's authority.
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
因为当我们见主的时候。
Because when we see the Lord.
主说，我把你放在那个地方。
Lord will tell you, I put you there.
是让你把那个地方能够。收复回来归给神
so that you can reclaim the place to belong to the Lord.
你是让撒旦更有地位呢，邪灵更有活动空间呢
？So do you allow the demon to grow there?
还是你有芥菜种的信心
？Or you have this mustard seed size faith?
跟众圣徒一起在主面前仰望
，to look upon the Lord with all other saints.
把主给我们所在的地方分别为圣出来。
To sanctify the place that the Lord gave us.
邪灵不能在那里占任何的地位。
The evil spirits do not have any standing in that place.
需要禁食。
You have to fast.
需要祷告。
You need to pray.
还需要有芥菜种般的信心。
And you also need a faith as small as the mustard seed.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们有点祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
主，我们把这些话再交回到你的手中。
Lord, we put all these words back to your hand.
愿你再给我们回头的亮光。
May you reveal us to us.
人的话是有限的。
Our word is limited.
愿主圣灵给我们新鲜活泼的话。
But the Holy Spirit will give us the refreshed word.
把我们带到你的宝座前。
So that you can bring us to your throne.
使地上能够被洁净，像宝座所要求的。
So that the earth can be cleansed just as requested by the throne.
谢谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.